So today we're talking to Matt Hickey, who's the Director of Sales and Service Providers for North America for VTech, a company that Starstars recently started to work with.
We're going to talk about what's going on in the desktop phone industry, talk about is the death of the desk phone an actuality, and learn more about VTech's products and services.
Ed's in the Cloud. With your hosts, David Portnowitz and Graham Potter.
So welcome to today's episode of Heads in the Cloud. This is David Portnowitz. I am joined by none other than
Graham Potter,
the industrialist. I don't know. Graham,
what do you want to call me? Okay, thank you very much. I always like the way you promote me, David. It makes me feel proud.
Well, so. You should. You're a proud individual. So
thank you.
Today we're going to be joined by Matt Hickey, who is the Director of Sales and Service Providers for North America for VTech. VTech is a very strong up-and-coming company in the open SIP space, but not in the rest of the consumer electronics space. They are a huge, mammoth company.
Massive company, $2 billion business. So, you know, it's a pretty large company based out of Hong Kong, actually.
But they've got services here in the States.
They do indeed. That's one of the real big attractions. They have support and service here in North America and some development product side in Vancouver. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so they're making their way into the open SIP space, joining that in the likes of Polycom and Yealing.
Yeah, it's about three to 4 years. But they've had some recent acquisition that's going to make them a lot stronger as a company, I think, which is great. And we'll talk about that with Matt, yeah.
So, you know, what is your take on what's happening right now in the desktop phone space? Because, you know, you hear a lot about this, you know, that the desk phone is dying and that everybody's going to be using their mobile phone and that no one's going to have a phone on their desk anymore.
Yeah.
And that's something you hear, but it's not something that we're seeing.
You know, I think we've been hearing this for such a long time now. You know, I always talk about this when I talk to partners in training, and people say that, you know, it's going away. There's such a need. It depends what you do. I mean, mm-hmm. there's such a need still, I think, for an always-on device that is a phone. But I think it's important that device has the right level of integration, mm-hmm. it has the right level of flexibility, so that you can make use of other things as well. Mobility is obviously a huge thing. You know, we all walk around with one of these wonderful PDAs
smart
in our pocket,
computers.
Smart computers. You know, if you think back, way back when I was a youngster, and you weren't even born then, but
yeah.
You know, just think about
probably.
Yeah, a little bit earlier than that. you think back then, you know, to think we would have something with this much computing power in our pocket that does all the wonderful things that it does and makes us as mobile as it can today. We'd have thought you were crazy, but There's still a lot of life in the desk phone. There's a lot of new features coming out. We see a lot of new flexibility. Players in the marketplace like VTech doing some different things. That's such an important thing that, you know, how do you differentiate yourself with other endpoint vendors? And one of the things, interestingly, that VTech do in their conferencing phones, I think you're going to hear later on, is quite unique in the way they approach that marketplace. So.
And you've got folks even like Samsung getting into this space.
So they are, and the integration into their mobile devices using near-field communication to be able to throw calls and do different things. Fascinating. Yeah, I mean,
I was at a Channel Partners in Vegas out back in March, April time frame. And I went over to the Samsung booth because I was trying to figure out what they were doing there, and their new sort of desktop station where you just plug your Android device in, and you've got this sort of application that comes up. And it's very, very cool, very, very futuristic. So I think you'll probably see more and more things like that with the integration of mobile. I mean, would it be wild for someone like Apple to get into this game? I mean, like, who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, anything's possible with it. But, I know Avaya have got a very cool-looking device now that's kind of Android-based, completely open.
Polycom has that as well with their Trio.
Polycom with their Trio, with their Real Presence Trio. That's an Android-based system. A little bit restricted because it's locked down, but it's Android under the skins there. And they're doing some different things. I think you're going to see a lot more of that out there. And you think of a phone today, a traditional phone, of the plastics and the cost associated with designing something like that versus a tablet type, just a piece of glass that you can project anything you like on there. You can put any amount of soft keys on there, any amount of apps on there, and what have you. You're protecting your investment. You know, you you might think the phones are going to go away or some of the traditional ones, but that I think you're going to see the development and working with other companies that people want to go that way. They want the flexibility, and you could skin it. You could do it in any different way. You think of skinning a device like that for different companies or different functions, different verticals, that type of thing. So,
but even being able to give the end user the ability to, you know, add photos,
put your family photographs up there,
able to easily customize the hotkeys. I mean, all that kind of stuff that may have been a little bit more difficult in the past. Customers expect that because they can do that on their iPhone and their Android today. So they're going to want to do that on their desk phone too.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. And again, back to the desk phone, back to the application side of it as well, because I think there are certain applications where that type of world, that touch screen sliding doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we see certainly here at Sardasar is that in an operator or administrator environment where you're handling high volumes of calls, that touch screen world doesn't always work as well.
Construction, some places like that.
So there are certain areas that, the traditional physical buttons, plenty of presence, a lot of programmable features on there work really well. But then, there's going to be this marketplace where they're going to go back to that device that you talked about, where it's just a screen of a piece of glass that you can project whatever you like on there, whatever soft keys, do whatever you want to do.
So I saw something cool too from Pioneer who recently
I heard you telling me about that.
So, they got this little plug-and-play speaker that plugs into your iPhone that you can sort of take with you, and your iPhone becomes a conference phone.
Turns into a conference phone.
And then you can actually plug, if you want to keep your iPhone charged, because, that could take up a lot of battery, you can plug the wall into the little conference unit, plug that into your iPhone, and then you've got yourself like a little mobile conference phone wherever you go. And I think if you're on the road a lot, if you're working from home, if you're working at a Starbucks, well, maybe not a Starbucks, so no one else wants to hear.
I don't think anybody want to hear all your calls diving in a Starbucks,
But it happens.
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
But I think that's kind of a cool idea. I think it's under $100, somewhere around that mark. I think that's a neat little gadget.
Creativity.
Pioneer too. The sound's probably good. I haven't tested one. Pioneer, if you'd like to send one, please feel free to send it over.
If they're listening out there.
Graham and David.
So yeah.
Send us four.
Oh, send us four, actually.
We need two for our producers.
We've got a couple of producers here that we should probably give a shout out for.
Yeah, we got great producers in Les Fried and Frederick Weiss. Von Weiss.
Is it Weiss? How do you pronounce it? Weiss?
Who knows? It changes daily.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. I mean, without those guys, this wouldn't be possible. So
it would be possible. It would just be harder.
But I want to put a big shout out to your marketing team that designed all the logoing behind.
We need some shirts, though, right?
How about getting some T-shirts?
I think that's a good
idea. We bring some guests on, and we could give away a signed T-shirt.
I know it would probably be worth less if I signed it.
Well, I'd be looking on eBay to see if I could find it.
I digress. But back to the – but I think that Pioneer idea is probably something that's going to catch on. I think you're going to see more and more people, whether it's a speakerphone or adding accessories to your mobile phone that can make it replicate some of the functionality of a desktop phone.
Yeah, the same with soft phones now. I mean, I'm in the middle of moving house, and I exist. Starbucks and all of my system is shut down at this point in time. So I'm totally reliant on the star phone for desktop.
Yeah.
And so, good quality headset, good quality speakers, that type of thing become very, very important.
But you can buy a headset too for what?
Oh, you can sub $30, $20-something. You can buy a USB noise cancelling headset that will give you superb audio quality. And you could use that on your soft phone. You could use that as an agent of a contact center as well. So very cool.
And you see that contact center example a lot, where you've got remote agents.
Remote agents.
You see that in a lot of businesses now. I mean, in tech support and customer care, all sorts of industries are using that remote agent. I know that I have a friend of mine who is an Apple support agent. She, works at home, but she's
probably,
you never know.
Probably doesn't have a phone, using a web client, probably running a WebRTC client on a browser, running a PC or a Mac, and that inexpensive headset that we talked about. Very different days from years ago, where you would have had to have a bespoke agent instrument that would have cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's an interesting time right now. I mean, the industry is just moving in so many different directions that the phone has always been a critical piece of that desktop phone. So it's hard to say where it's going to end up in 3-5 years. But I certainly think you're going to see more and more flexibility on the desktop phone, give the customer, the end user, more options. So I don't see how you can't. I don't see if you're Polycom or Yealink or VTech or whatever the case is, you have to do those things to survive.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, the industry's moving too fast.
Well, and it's become. I mean, the industry's very aggressive. I mean, yeah. the cost of these phones have come down mm-hmm. a lot.
Commoditized, yeah.
Yeah, it have, and it's very difficult to differentiate. And so you've got to come up with something that's creative, mm-hmm. and you've got to come up with something that keeps the business ticking over and selling devices and doing things that are creative. I mean, I think back to those early years of BT. I was actually a phone engineer, believe it or not, all those years ago.
What did you do back in the late 30s, the phone engineer, what was their, like, how did that work?
Late 30s, be careful, David. So how did that work? How do you mean how did that work?
What was something you did as a phone
engineer?
Something
I did, so I would ring into a fault control every day, and I get a whole list of faults, and I go out and visit my customers.
Forks? Are you saying faults?
Faults. English, Queen's
Spell
English.
Spell that, please.
F-A-U-L-T-S.
Oh, faults.
Faults.
Like a fault line.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You know, like we're an earthquake.
Yeah, that's like saying water and water. Right, so I'd go out and pick off these faults,
and
that may be a physical telephone, and I'd have to repair that phone. I'd have all kinds of tricks up my sleeve to repair these devices and put them back into service. And they were dial telephones. I wish I'd kept some of those now because they
were
probably
worth
a fortune.
Be cool relics.
Yeah, yeah. Very
so
cool.
Would you, this was all over Northern England?
All over the city of London.
The city of London.
I worked in the Square Mile, the Financial Mile.
Wow.
You know, it was where all the dealers
horse
were.
And buggy
horse and buggies. Yeah. All the dealers.
Are these jokes going to get
I'm not quite that old, David. So yeah, very interesting. For me personally, it's very interesting because you know my career has kind of spanned a tremendous period of time. So you know, you haven't got that luxury.
No, I don't.
Yeah. But carry on the way you're going. You won't get.
Let's
that
hope
luxury.
I do. Otherwise, it's going to be you know.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring on Matt Hickey now from VTech.
I'm excited. Matt, we worked with Matt before.
We worked with Matt when he was back at a previous,
we won't mention the name. He was with a previous well-known endpoint.
Started with P,
company.
Ended with Com.
Started with P-Com, yeah. but yeah, we've known Matt for many, many years. Actually, over 10 years.
Yeah. Incredible. So we look forward to that conversation. So
great.
We will see you on the other side.
See you on the
Matt.
Other side.
We are joined now by Matt Hickey, who is the, newly appointed director of sales?
Just about to be appointed, I believe, director of sales service providers for North America for a company called VTech, who is, for those of you who don't know, is a company that Starter Star has recently started working with. So we're really excited about this. And I'm excited to have Matt on with us and joining us today. I've known Matt for probably the best part. Put me straight here, Matt. Probably the best part of 10 years, I would think, since we started the Starter Star business. So thanks for joining us. You've been in a number of positions over the years. Why don't you give us a short background on your bio? It would be really useful.
Sure. Well, first of all, Dave and Graham, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Excited to be on the call with you. And as you said, I'm extremely excited about the partnership that we're launching here coming up shortly with VTech and Star to Star. So yeah, I mean, I like you, Graham, got started in the business very early. So I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I've had the opportunity to spend some time with some pretty with not only industry leaders but also some innovative companies like Mitel, Comdial, and then most recently Polycom. You know, started back in the days when, you know, PBXs were kind of the means of communications, and then moved as the technology started moving, you know, into where Polycom became, one of the leaders in desktop devices and UC cloud. So I held various roles in sales, marketing, actually spent some time in product management and some roles there. So I think my background kind of allowed me in these different roles to be able to not only understand the solutions, but also understand how they apply to, you know, service providers like yourselves, but more importantly, you know, to the end customers who are really the ones that are dictating where the market's going and what's going on. So
sure. So now you find yourself at VTech. A name that I think many people would know. You may know it for a couple of reasons. One is for children's toys and media, digital media, and also cordless phones. I think if you walk into a home store, you know, something like a Best Buy or maybe even a Walmart, somewhere like that, you're going to see probably a Panasonic there, but you're most definitely going to see a VTEC, and you may well see an AT&T device, but that's a branded VTEC anyway. So you're the world's VTEC is the world's largest cordless phone manufacturer. So tell us a bit about the company, Matt, and you know, a bit of background so that people know a little bit more about VTEC.
Sure, and that's one of the things that you know, when I started doing my due diligence looking at VTEC, that was one of the things that really I kind of classified it as VTEC was kind of the best kept secret for a while, because if you look at the company is approaching 40 years old. They were founded in 1976. We operate in 11 different countries, and we do have three divisions. And Graham, you were correct. I mean, I think if anybody has kids, grandkids, or picked up after any kids or grandkids, you know, VTEC is very, very strong and one of the leaders in the electronic learning products. And as a matter of fact, to strengthen that position, in 2016, we actually acquired LeapFrog. So that just really strengthens VTEC's position in the electronic learning products. Another division is our contract manufacturing. That's important, I think, for a couple reasons. Is we manufacture all our own products, so we have complete control over the R&D, the engineering, right down through the manufacturing, which makes VTEC a little bit unique. When it comes to when it comes to providing communications, we have four wholly owned manufacturing facilities, and then once that product's built, we have a state-of-the-art distribution center in San Antonio, Texas, to make sure that all of our VTEC products are readily available to our distribution channels, our service providers, and customers. And then the other division is obviously our telecommunications division, and as you mentioned, that's been a very long-standing part of the VTEC business for years. As you mentioned, Graham, if you walk into a Costco or a Sam's or whatever, Walmart, and you look at the cordless deck phones for consumer use, you'll see Panasonic, you'll see VTEC, and you'll see AT&T.
Sure.
Obviously, the VTEC brand is very obvious, but about 4 or 5 years ago, VTEC and AT&T agreed, and VTEC bought the rights to the AT&T licensing. So you're going to see two of the three products there are VTEC products. And then VTEC entered into the SIP open SIP market about three and a half, four years ago.
Yeah, that's when I first was talking to Graham Williams about. So yeah, it has to be 3.5-4 years ago. And you've made some tremendous strides there. I know that. And also another important part of that has been a recent acquisition. Mid part of last year as well. So why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, and that's one of the things. Also, again, you know, when I was looking at VTEC as a possible opportunity for me, I was very impressed. I mean, obviously, like you said, Graham, I had been with Polycom for the last 10 years, and you know, and saw what was going on there, and I was extremely impressed. Even when I was still there, Polycom, at the quality service providers like yourselves and that were actually, you know, looking at and bringing on the VTEC product line, that really caught my eye. So we've been manufacturing the EARS terminals for about 3.5 years right now. And then last year, in order to strengthen our position, I mean, one of the key things about VTEC is every market they're in, we're a leader, whether it's the contract manufacturing. I mean, not only do we build our own products there, but you'd be surprised at some of the names of the products that we build for. We actually build products for some of our competitors, which is pretty interesting. So what we did in order to solidify our position and, you know, kind of move us up a little bit, you know, in the evolution is VTEC acquired SNOM back in 2016. That acquisition now has been completely integrated into the company. All the manufacturing for the VTEC products and SNOM products are now being done under the VTEC contract manufacturing or wholly owned manufacturing facilities. And the advantage there is, obviously, SNOM's been in the SIP software business for many, many years. So it allows us to escalate and elevate and use a much broader SIP software base for us, but it also gives us probably 100 engineers.
Wow.
That we've just added to our staff to be able to make sure that as we work with yourselves, work with customers and all that, that we're able to be able to, you know, have the engineers, have the R&D, and have the ability to continue to expand the functionality of the desktop device.
SNOM were really early into that space as well, so I'm sure you've inherited some seasoned development and people there and so strength.
We did, and I mean, if you look at, I mean, SNOM, you know, if you look at Europe, EMEA, SNOM, you know, depending on what month you look at or what the numbers roll out, they're number two, number three, handset provider in EMEA when you look at the Polycoms, Yealinx, and SNOM. So they have a very, very deep customer base, and like I said, they also have a deep R&D and engineering base. So we're really excited about that, and that's going to kind of be. We're going to start now that everything's been moved over where the manufacturing is now being done by VTech. We're going to start making some announcements here in July that kind of start to solidify that and will allow us to bring some exciting solutions into the marketplace here starting in July.
Very cool. So I know David's got some questions for you. I got one more that I think is useful for our audience as well. You mentioned about contract manufacturing, and that's a really important thing, and the fact that you own your own destiny really there, and you've actually been gone ahead and built a device specifically for Star2Star, which is testament to that contract manufacturer or that manufacturing organization. So that's an exciting thing for us, and I'm sure exciting for you guys, the VTech team.
Oh, Graham, it really is. Now, again, excuse me. That was another thing that attracted me coming on board to VTech was the flexibility, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, as you grow and you become, you know, larger in the marketplace, your flexibility starts, you know, the flexibility that got you where you're going starts there. But yes, I think you started, what, about a year and a half ago with VTech and basically had a set of requirements that you felt, you know, that was going to enhance, you know, Star2Star's position and your channels in the marketplace. And, you know, within a period of a year, VTech was able, as you say, because we do our own manufacturing, because we have our own engineers in that, we were able to come up with a product that is exclusively built and designed for Star2Star.
Yeah. Great entry-level device, the VSP705.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, David, sitting next to me here, I'm taking up all your time.
That's all right. So, you know, one of the things that I think is pretty unique with VTech is the line of conference phones. And I think as we're seeing in the industry that the conference phone is becoming sort of more and more ubiquitous across, from whether it's in someone's the CEO's office or obviously in a conference room. But we're seeing more and more, disparate uses of those. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your conference phone line and sort of your thought process behind it and how you've come up with some of the unique features of it.
Sure. It's interesting because VTech has gone out and done surveys, we've done market surveys and all that. And it's interesting because when you actually go out and talk to the folks that are using a conferencing device, what they're saying, they're basically saying, you know, I like all the whistles and bells, and if I have an application to be more collaborative or whatever, that's great. But all we're really looking for is just good audio quality, and that's kind of the premise that VTech has put into our VTech Aerostation conference phones. We have a full line of analog and SIP, but the two primary right now are Aerostation 754 and also 752. The one thing that kind of makes the Aerostation a little bit unique is that when you're in a conference room, everybody starts out really good. You sit around a table, everybody's all spread out around a table. But what normally starts to happen, and sometimes even unconsciously, is as the conversation's going on, everybody's huddling around the phone, or everybody's standing around the conference phone, standing around it, or pushing the conference phone on the desk so everybody could be heard when they're speaking. So the uniqueness of both of our conference phones is that we have wireless microphones. So what you're able to do is when you sit down around a normal conference table and all that, is you're able to, the phone can sit there, and then you can take the microphones out of the base, put them around the table, or if somebody individually is talking or presenting, they can actually hold it and speak to it. So there's very clear communications. Everybody can be heard. Our 754 has four speakers on it, and then our new 752. We have two wireless speakers on it, but again, because mobility is very key, because people want to be able to use their different devices on all of their devices, we now have included the two wireless mics, but it also has the ability through Bluetooth to pair with a headset or your mobile phone. So you basically is, if you're running a little bit late for a meeting, you know, you're in your car, you're running your conference room, you can pair the phone to your conference phone. When you get in there, it'll move from your mobile phone to your, to the conference phone. In addition to the wireless mics, we have wireless speaker phones that can expand the coverage. So if you're in a little larger conference room, or if you're in a training room where there's multiple tables, the 752 can support up to three speakerphone accessories. So you can move them around again, so everybody can be heard, everybody can hear. So it gives you the flexibility.
And you're using DECT technology on the wireless, correct?
We're using DECT technology because obviously that's the core of the VTEC telephony, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool.
So yes.
Yeah, that's a cool technology, yeah. Very forgiving technology and very robust.
And those, I haven't seen anything that has that sort of wireless technology in the conference phone, so that's very
unique.
Cool.
And I think the fact, Matt, that you can take certainly that 752 device and then pair it off with those three additional speakers means you could cover a very large conference room. And as you say, you know, people hear very well and the audio quality would be outstanding. That's great.
Just to go back to the comment you made before, it's very interesting. If you look back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, there were a lot of manufacturers that were promoting wireless microphones. But the focus, I think, for a lot of other manufacturers has gone to trying to enhance the capabilities of the conference phone, conference room, huddle room. And that's where I think the advantage lies with VTEC, is that we're still focusing on the 4 or 5 key areas that we hear back from customers. We want to make sure everybody's heard. We want to be able to hear everybody because we want to be able to have a good quality audio conference. So I think that's another thing that we haven't really lost focus on, you know, is just making sure we provide a good audio quality and then make sure everybody can be heard and hear.
Yeah. But these, as David's made a good point, I think these are very interesting and very different in the marketplace and a good differentiator for you guys. I mean, on top of the fact that you've got a very complete range of endpoint devices anyway. So,
I guess my question for you guys in VTEC and the industry as a whole is, how do you stay ahead? I mean, you've got, you know, you see all these articles now about the, you know, the death of the desk phone. That's hard to say fast. I can't say that 3 times, but
I was listening to that.
The death of the desk phone. The death of the desk phone. How do you stay ahead of that curve and accommodate that the millennial workforce who's more remote and wants to work from home, and we see soft phone on the rise. So how do you stay ahead of that, Matt?
Well, I think first and foremost is that line very closely with companies like yourself, Star, right? Because your team are out there. You're not only developing the technology and architecture for, you know, what the communications clouds are going to look like, but you're also talking to the customers, right? Which is key. So you hear the death of the desk phone and all that. I think if you look at any kind of research, whether it's Frost and Sullivan or whoever it is, that's probably overstated, because probably 50%. And again, 45, 56, whatever you look at there, is always going to need some sort of a device on their desktop, right?
They need
something that allows them to be able to communicate, right? Now, you know, does a 20-inch color screen with all of that, that's where I think the question really comes in. So for your basic everyday worker, I would venture to guess that the desk phone is going to be alive and well for many years to come. Its functionality may change. So where you stay ahead is mobility is becoming more and more and more critical, right? It communications, sure. Anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
Yep.
So what, like for example, we talked about the 752, but if you look at some of our desktop stations, like our Iris Terminal 726 and 736, today, every one of those devices has a DECT radio built into it. Yeah. So, which means you can pair up a VTEC desk headset to it at considerably less than, other type headsets, or you can pair up a handset to it. So, so when that person's sitting at their desk, they have the basic communications that they need. But if, for instance, you know, I mean, I think probably today more and more people are using headsets versus speakerphones. So, you know, so you have the ability to pair a very inexpensive deck headset to it. If that person has to move around a little bit, they have the ability to pair a handset to it. So, you know, I think what's happening, I think what we're doing is, and then you look at enhancing it, right? We start looking at some of the releases that we'll be talking about here in July. You're talking about the phones becoming Bluetooth capable. You're talking about the phones being able to support a USB adapter. So you're talking about the device that when somebody's at a desk, they most likely will use, but as they become more mobile or whatever else is, we allow them to pair their mobile phone to it. We allow them to pair any type of headset to it.
And I really think that's where the industry's going. I mean, I know I was out at Channel Partners in Vegas earlier this year, and I saw a lot of the phone manufacturers that are talking about that and leading that direction. So I absolutely think that's the way it's going. You've got to be able to pair with your mobile device so you can walk in and out of that conversation, start it in your car, pick it up
on
your desk.
People expect that. People really do. I tend to use a bit of everything. I mean, I still very strongly believe in the fact that there's a requirement for an always-on desk device. But that integration is very important. But I also use soft devices as well, and obviously the mobility with a mobile. So this is really good stuff, Matt. Really good, thought provoking. I want to kind of wrap this up now, and perhaps get a closing comment from yourself, maybe about VTech and about the relationship with Star to Star as well. But I want to thank you, David, and I personally want to thank you for taking the time out to join us today for our audience.
If you have any last comments, go ahead.
Any last comments?
First of all, I appreciate you having me on the call. I think, it's great. I mean, as far as VTech, I think, you know, we kind of covered some of our strengths, right, is that we are very flexible. We control our own manufacturing. I mean, the one thing we didn't mention, which I want to mention, is that we are very committed to the North American marketplace and our service advisors and customers. All of our support from the executive team to sales, marketing, technical, sales engineers, all U.S.-based out of our Beaverton office out near Portland. Our product management, our R&D, and engineering based in either Beaverton or Vancouver. So we're very committed to making sure that, you know, when Star to Star makes a big commitment to take on a partnership with VTech, we want to make sure that, you know, that support mechanism and all the support from executives right on down to, you know, making everything work and all that is readily available to you. So that's another strength that I think. And as far as the Star-Star relationship, I mean, Graham, you know, you and I, we met about 10 years ago, and I'm just really excited that that we have the opportunity to launch our partnership here in July and all that. And I'm looking forward not only to that, once we do get launched, is about, you know, how we can work together, as you said, to make sure that, you know, we're providing the best the best solutions, right? Part of it is us, but a lot of it is we need to make sure that, you know, we listen to what you're doing, right? Because, you know, you're developing different applications, you're developing different solutions and all that, and we need to make sure that, you know, the endpoint that you use with VTech is able to provide that out to the end customer.
Okay. Very cool.
Thanks so much for your time today, Matt.
Yeah, really appreciate it, Matt, my friend. And it's great talking to you, and also great getting back together again. We're going to wrap this up. So
thanks, Matt.
Have a great holiday weekend.
Take care, guys. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was a really informative conversation we had with Matt Hickey of VTech.
Yeah, it was.
He brought a lot to it. We're really excited here at Star to Star about our relationship into VTech and getting that going. But, you know, I am excited to see our channel partners and see where they think the VTech line is. And we've been out at a few road shows over the last few weeks and talking about it. And I think there's a lot of excitement for it in the industry.
Yeah, because I think one of the very cool things about what I see in VTech, I mean, I've been around this industry for many years, 40-something years.
Longer than I've been alive,
I think. Yeah, probably, David, yeah. And quite frankly, you know, we as a company, we don't bring on new phone lines, obviously, every day of the week. It's a big step for a company like Star to Star. There's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. And also looking at the relationship that we've got, but also the devices, the price point, that sort of thing. And I think one of the things that VTech are going to bring to the party here is that those devices are going to sit very well in certain markets. And you know, retail is one that springs to mind. The way they've aligned the phones, the way they've aligned the buttons and presence, that type of thing. I think it'll be interesting. So yeah, it'll the proof in the pudding will be with our partners and the customers and what they see of them. But I think so far so good. You know, good good feedback. So.
And I'm really excited. I think you're going to hook me up with a VTech conference phone from my office today. Right?
I said that, but I lied to you, David. But, but yeah, sure, we can do that. Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Remember, this is Heads in the Cloud with Graham Potter and David Portnowitz. You can find us online at www.HeadsInTheCloudPod.com. You can find us on Twitter at HeadsCloud, Facebook.com/HeadsCloud. Remember, if you like the show, if you love the show, please remember to rate it and review it on iTunes. Again, HeadsInTheCloudPod.com. And this episode is sponsored by Star2Star Communications, the world's leading full-spectrum communications solution.
That's it from us. Thank you so much.
See you next time.
See you next time.
We would like to thank our executive producer, Frederick Weiss, along with our supervising producer, Les Fried,
audio genius.
Audio genius and all-around good guy, Les Fried, for helping us with these podcasts.
Yeah, great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.